9:02 on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program. We welcome you in here to 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM on this Saturday morning. Scott Udash with you as we're going to get ready to talk some football here on the program today. Some Marion football as we look back on week number 3 of the season, already at the 1/3 pole of the high school football year. Let's take a look at what happened last night and a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, one of the games you heard last night here on KGYM, it was Linmar with a big second half, topping the Jefferson Jayhawks last night 33-14. Out of Kingston Stadium, Washington got their first victory of the year as they shut out Dubuque Senior 10-0. West Des Moines Valley last night, number one for a reason, and they showed it. They shut out Kennedy last night 42-0 over at Valley Stadium. Waukee came over to Prairie, and they had a good night, beating Prairie 33-6 last night. Other game you heard here on KGYM, we'll talk about this here in a little bit. Solon over Marion, 47-10 last night. It was Xavier shutting out Davenport Assumption. Another big win by the Saints as they win it 48-0. Iowa City West beat Southeast Polk last night, 31-17 down in Iowa City. The Little Cyhawk Trophy goes back to Ames as the Little Cyclone shut out the Little Hawks of City High, 35-0. Pella Christian with a comeback victory over Iowa City Regina, 24-21. Washington Iowa knocked off Liberty last night, 35-19. Elsewhere, it was Charles City upsetting Union 21-20 last night. Independence gets their third victory. They top Maquoketa 55-19. A hook and ladder in the final play of the ball game as Mount Vernon beat West Delaware last night 35-33 over at Ash Park in Cornell. And if you haven't seen it, it is a thing of beauty. Benton Community remains unbeaten as they beat Center Point Urbana 33-14 last night. Clear Creek Amana stays unbeaten 38-0 over Fort Madison. Bellevue over Monticello Big, 36-7. It was Olwine beating Vinton Shelsburg, 12-7. In overtime, West Liberty beat Anamosa, 28-27. West Branch goes to 3-0, and Williamsburg now 0-3, 31-7. Wilton tops Mid Prairie 22-6. Cascade bounces back with a big 53-7 victory over Maquoketa Valley. Northland topped Albernette in the backyard get together 14-9. It was Bell playing all over Lisbon 46-8. Tipton doubled up Durant 28-14. Edco might sneak into the rankings this week as they shut out East Buchanan 33-0. Highland with another victory 25-22 over top 10 Linville Sully. Eight player last night. Central City goes. Remains undefeated, I should say, as they get the victory last night as Central City tops West Central 55-10. Springville over Key 55-36. Turkey Valley tops Midland 46-36. It was Iowa Valley Big over Tri-County 64-6. And it was HLV over Lone Tree 40-26 last night. The scores from week 3 of the season. Coming up today, it'll be Iowa and Iowa State from Kinnick Stadium. We'll have it for you at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM for you. We will have our pregame show on 107.5 and 106.3 FM also at 2 o'clock. And the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi goes at it again tonight in Mount Vernon as Coe takes on Cornell tonight. And that will begin at 7 o'clock. Volleyball, the Linmar Invitational just getting underway. Linmar over there along with Kennedy, Marion, Prairie, and others. The Linmar Swimming Invitational going on at the Aquatic Center over at Linmar as well. That also began at 9 o'clock. Wash and Liberty are at the Iowa City West Invitational today. Jefferson travels to the Southeast Polk Invitational, and Xavier is out at the North Scott Invitational coming up today. So lots of activities going on as we get into the second Saturday of the month of September. Take a break, come back, and talk some football with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, head to Jiffy Lube. We've got you covered. Drive in today and make the switch to Pennzoil. Ask for Pennzoil Synthetics, getting you back on the road in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
You know what's driving me nuts?
That I'm the better looking one?
No. Waiting to check out at the grocery store when I'm hungry. My instincts kick in and I just want to smash through the line.
Well, you should make things safer for all of us and try almonds. They have 4 grams of hunger-slaying fiber, which can be game-changing, even for a man of your stature.
Not a bad idea. But what if I'm in line waiting to buy almonds?
Stick to the self-checkout and remember to breathe.
California almonds. Own your everyday. Every day.
There are two ways to pour motor oil. The hard way, which can get messy. Or the easy way, introducing Valvoline in the new Easy Pour bottle, featuring a redesigned easy pull tab and spout and anti-glug tube. Now, the proven protection you expect from Valvoline is even easier to pour. Faster, cleaner, proven. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Valvoline, since 1866. Now at Advance Auto Parts, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline full synthetic and a filter for $32.99. Terms and conditions may apply.
This is summertime. This is summertime at Target Field. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends. This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand.
Hey, ice cold beer, get your beer.
This is summertime at Target Field with your friends and a beer in your hand as the Twins hit a home run. This, yeah, this is how we baseball. Minnesota Twins, single game tickets on sale now. Visit twinsbaseball.com.
Back with you at 9:08, Coach's Corner program here at KGYM. We've got the Hawkeyes and the Cyclones at 2 o'clock today. That will be on 1600 AM with John Walters and Eric Heft. And then we got the pregame for 1 hour from 2 o'clock until 3 o'clock on the FMs coming up tonight. So it should be a very, very fun day down in Iowa City. And if you're on your way down there, please have fun, be responsible, and let's get everybody get along today with Iowa and Iowa State. UNI off today as they will be in Iowa City coming up next Saturday night to take on the Hawkeyes. Going to talk some Marriott football with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program. Tim Lovell, head coach of the Indians, joining me as Solon got the victory last night over Marriott 47-10. And non-district still, they all count, but life lessons last night abound, right, for the Indians?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a tough night for us just about everywhere in our program. The thing I was most pleased about, after watching the film and just kind of sitting back, is just how hard some of our kids fought last night. We were hampered by some injuries and some guys being out to some other issues. And so we asked some young guys to really step up and compete. And so the score didn't go in our favor. But, we had some young kids like Carter Scott, he was playing cornerback, moving outside linebacker. Our quarterback, Gage Frank, he got some valuable reps, played both sides of the ball. Caden Swanger, another kid, he left with a little bit of a ding, but he's playing valuable minutes. C.J. Anderson, it's things like that that are the positive takes away. And then, then you got seniors that are just really giving everything they got. Nick Cole, Nate Miller, Nate Turner, guys that are just really playing their butts off. And when you're shorthanded like we were last night, it's a great test to see what you're made of. And our guys competed till the end. That's the thing I'm most pleased with. It certainly didn't go the way we wanted it to, but this is a great opportunity to grow.
Right, and I think you ran into an angry bunch of Solon Spartans, too, coming off an overtime win over West Liberty in week number two. And Coach Miller is one of the best out there. There's no doubt. And he had I listened to him last night, and he said that marked improvement from week two to week three. And he said they played really, really well.
They did. And watching them on film, obviously they're a good program and they've got a tradition. And we went into the week thinking we had a good chance, to compete. And it certainly didn't go our way. We gave the ball up inside our 20 a few times on turnovers, and so teams like that, you can't give them short fields, and then you got to be able to capitalize when you get the opportunity, not get penalties. It was a really different team that we saw compete last night, and not taking anything away from them, but our guys, I don't think, I think we were a little surprised at how fast they were. It's hard to emulate that really in practice, and that's really what the struggle was for us. We had to adapt to their speed right away. And once we got that figured out, and halfway through the second quarter, we started figuring out, okay, we can play with these guys. We just got to settle down.
Yeah. All right, and Solon's got a good football team. They were in the semifinals last year. Yeah. I think three Division I players. So That is a good football team.
Yeah, the Flansburgh kid, the Bach kid, the Miller kid. I mean, you just guys that are put together. You see them in pads, and they look the part and they act the part. And so it's just where, you know, our program wants to get to. And I think it's great for our kids to be in environments like that. Obviously, you never want to leave the field with that type of score and that type of feeling. But this is really where, you know, opportunities abound for us, in my opinion. You know, we've got to decide, you know, who's all in, who's maybe kind of on the fence, and then we got to move forward together. The things that's exciting for us is we got some guys coming back that we haven't had, and, you know, we can refocus this week, and it doesn't count towards district. It does go towards the RPI. So, you know, from our own record standpoint, that's a little bit frustrating, but, you know, we knew going into this season, you got Washington, West Delaware, and Solon in your first three, and now Clear Creek, they're 3-0. You know, we're gonna be sitting all right with our RPI. We just gotta take care of our business, and that's what you want. You know, you really want to get out there and try to earn it, and get back to the drawing board for us a little bit.
Well, and that's the silver lining, and I think that's why it's good that the high school association went to this new formula, because you know, if you schedule tough, it rewards you at the end of the year. In the past, it didn't reward you.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, what we're getting rewarded with right now, be it not W's, but we're getting rewarded with experienced, good football teams that we have to compete with. And that's really how you learn to grow. You know, we talk about obstacles being opportunities in our program, and we certainly have faced a few of them in the last few weeks, not only just from a game standpoint, from a personnel standpoint. And so, you know, if you're the next man in, this is an opportunity. And it's an opportunity to, number one, learn how to play the game and compete. So I'm excited to see how we respond on Monday when we come back. You know, lick your wounds a little bit. You know, losses like that never feel good. But hopefully that's a motivator, you know, to try to not let that happen again. And us as coaches, we've got to do a better job of getting guys ready.
Well, I guess the question everyone's asking is about Trevor Paulson, and non-district game. You guys felt that the injury, you didn't want to have it linger in the rest of the season. I think probably a pretty good decision. And just kind of take us through the week with Trevor and how he's doing.
Yeah, you know, he got better every single day. He took a couple shots last week and was really having some just challenges throwing with some pain. And so we just decided to not put him through a physical game like that, because if you know anything about Trevor, you know that he likes to compete and he likes to get after it. And so he wouldn't be able to get out of his own way. And so he was a great teammate last night and really was a calming influence for Gage and other guys. He was really helping us out. And, you know, we expect him to be back here soon. You know, there's nothing structurally wrong for what I'm told. So that's really positive. And, you know, sometimes you get a little bruise and you got to fight through it. So we expect him to be back here very soon, and we're excited, and I think our team's excited about that as well.
Well, and it was off to a tremendous start this year. 6 touchdowns already, and was throwing a lot of passes through the first couple of weeks with, you know, a few people gone in the running game.
Yeah. You know, I if you told me in, you know, week 2 we'd throw the ball 55 times, I would have laughed at you. But it just kind of worked out that way. You know, we don't really have a run-pass balance philosophy. We just want to try to put the ball in the hands of the playmakers, and he certainly is one of those. You know, so we'll just reevaluate and see how it goes this week at Clear Creek. You know, if we have to run a little bit more, which I think we should be able to do, that's exciting. If we got to throw it a little bit, that's okay too.
Yeah, and then Gage Frank came in last night, sophomore, and I know you like his ability and his upside at the quarterback spot, and came in, and yeah, it's a learning experience, especially when you're playing a defense like Solon, but not too bad anyway.
No, he did a great job. And, you know, he was calm. You know, he got rattled a little bit, but he didn't show it. You know, again, you can't prepare for the speed in practice. So he was having to adjust on the fly. And he was also playing some outside linebacker because Trevor played some of that as well. And, you know, we really love having Gage around. He's just a great athlete, great competitor. And he understands, you know, the nature of what we're doing. And so he was able to bounce back. He took one of the hardest hits I've seen in a long time on the sidelines later in the game and came out for a few plays. And I didn't think we'd have him back. And he goes, "Coach, I'm ready to go." You know, so that, you know, that just showed how tough he is. And, you know, it would have been really easy for him to fold along with a lot of other guys, you know, after having some tough interceptions. But he just kept going and kept trying to make plays. And that's what I really appreciate about it, because he really grew up and learned that he can compete. You know, mistakes are going to happen. It's how you overcome those. And so that's, you know, that's going to be our challenge this week, just to make sure that we can eliminate some of that and take a little bit off, you know, whoever's plate is in there. And I like what I saw from him and a lot of other guys competing last night.
Yeah, and he got a touchdown pass, first one of his varsity career too.
Yeah, that was great. And he threw it to Connor Whalen, who played a really good football game for us. Connor was going both ways. He's at this point of the season, if you're not hurting, you're not doing something. And so everybody on our team, I think, has just got a little bit of a ding. And you know, as soon as you start football camp, you tell the guys, listen, this is as good as you're going to feel till, you know, Thanksgiving. And so I think that's the mental toughness piece we're continuing to work through and just help guys understand you got to take care of your body, you got to rest, you got to hydrate, you got to eat well, you got to get sleep. And then if you do those things, you know, Friday nights are going to continue to be there. He was excited about that, you know, but, you know, in the back of his mind, he just wanted to try out and win the football game. And so that was just a byproduct of him making a play.
Mm-hmm. And receiving core, you knew going in, I think you were going to have pretty good receivers this year, even though you lost Blair Brooks,
yeah.
Who's a terrific player now going down to Iowa. But you had some good receivers coming back, and so far both your quarterbacks have spread the wealth quite a bit.
Yeah, I've got some seniors been with us for a while. Mason Ray, Mitch McAllister, Mark Horcher. They really have done a good job of understanding what we're trying to do, and they really like working with Trevor and Gage, to be honest with you, as well. I'm so pleased with how they've adapted and bought into their roles. It's a little bit different from what we've done the last few years, but they really are coaches on the field, and they do a great job communicating, hey, this is open, this is where we should look here, and I appreciate their feedback because it tells me they care and they're invested in what we're doing. You know, and I got a couple other kids that are playing as well. Brady Johnson plays some receiver for us, C.J. Anderson, Wyatt Cannon, obviously Connor Whalen, he does a great job for us too. So we've got some senior leadership, and then we've got some young guys that we're really excited about as we move forward, you know, in the next couple of years in our program.
Mm-hmm. And got some experience again, like we said last night. And on the defensive side of the ball, I know Connor Whalen's off to a good start as far as your defense is concerned, going on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, defensively, we've got a really solid front four in our linebacking core. You know, Dalton Cannon and Nick Cole and Nate Turner have done a really good job of buying in on the front four. Trevor Coffin's mixed in there with Brevin Hahn, Logan Hangardner. Those are kind of our, you know, 6-7 guys that mix in and really help us try to be stout up front. And then the linebackers are Nate Miller and Ben Gibson. Ben's stepping into a role, more of a full-time role, and he's doing a great job. Nate Miller is really just the fuel on the defensive side. And, you know, sometimes you don't get to block and sometimes you get blocked. And, you know, defensively, we put them in some tough spots last night. But I was always pleased. I never heard anybody complaining. You know, hey, let's go get it. You know, those sudden changes on a football field are really where you find out how tough you are. And, you know, sometimes we were able to get stopped. Sometimes we weren't. And so we're going to have to try to figure out how to, you know, make sure we put the defense in a little bit better position.
Yeah. And that starts this week with Clear Creek and Manna. And should mention as well, Joffre Murphy coming in and has done a good job. He's made both your field goal attempts so far in 3 weeks. And, you know, that's a big weapon when you get into district play.
It really is. And we asked him to punt as well for us last night because Trevor's been a punter for us. So he's got a huge leg, and he got into a couple of precarious situations. They were really bringing some pressure, and he was able to really stay calm and bomb the ball and really help change the field position, which is invaluable. If you know you're backed up at your 20, you can put it back at the other team's 30-yard line. That really changes things for you. And then he's just got a lot of confidence kicking the ball. You know, he's good at what he does, and he stays focused. There were a couple opportunities, you know, they had to block it, and he just stayed focused and hammered it right through. So he's got 3 field goals on the season. We made one last night. You know, when you're down in games like that, you really try to just focus on little things, and executing a field goal is a big deal for us last night. And he stayed calm and hammered it through. So, yeah, we're very pleased with Joffre. He's mentally tough, and he's a good athlete. I thought he was going to break one out on a bad snap. Just missed and got his foot tackled. But, you know, he's going to be really a good football player for us, and we're really excited about him. Anytime you can put points on the board, that's good. And so we're excited to see what he does for us.
Yeah, and like you said, He's one of those youngsters, and you got some sophomores that are up there giving you some significant time, and you're going to get some more guys coming back this week, which is really going to help.
Yes, it is. DeCorey Higgins is chomping at the bit. Dane Carstensen, Isaac Jakota, those are guys that we're really excited about having back in the mix because they're game changers. They're playmakers. They're rally guys. And, from a team perspective, I think having guys like that really gives everybody a little bit of morale boost. Anything you can get at this point right now is going to be good for us. And you got to keep the energy and enthusiasm up because, football can be a bit of a grind after nights like last night. And so I'm really excited to see how they respond. It'll be good to get the ball in the hands of some other guys. But it's also been great to have some young men get experience, like Lucas Hunson, been our starting tailback as a sophomore. You couldn't ask more from him. And he sticks his nose in there against, Cole Flansburgh last night running ISO. And I think he probably thought that was probably the most physical football game he's ever been a part of. But again, to your point, he learned what it's like and how to compete. And so that's going to just absolutely pay dividends for us.
Yeah. And starting with this week, and you're back home to take on, like I said, undefeated Clear Creek and Manna. And they will come up, Mr. Bowlers and company. And they haven't just been winning. They've been winning big so far.
Yeah, I think last night was a 35-0 shutout, if I saw that.
I think 38-0.
38 and 27-6 last week. And I think they beat Mount Pleasant and Fairfield, too, pretty highly thought of teams, I think, in the preseason. But Coach Baker's got it going. He's doing it the right way. Really smart, talented coach, and Kurt Ronfeld's the AD down there, who I played college football with. And it's just another rung in the ladder of good programs that we get to compete against with, and against coaches and coaching staffs that I really respect. So that's the fun part to me about it. Obviously we have no idea how the game's going to shake out, but you always like playing at home. You always like playing under the lights at Thomas Park. It's a great environment. Our crowd is just awesome. It'll be a great opportunity for us to try to just get our feet underneath us a little bit and play for our home crowd.
How tough was it? I mean, not only for you guys, but just for Coach Miller, for everybody around here last week with all the rain. I mean, you don't want to tear anything up too bad, practice fields. And luckily for you guys, you didn't have a home game last night, because I'm sure Thomas Park was a little soggy last night.
Yeah, our practice fields were absolutely soaked this week. So we got one day on outside last week. And so from a practice standpoint, I thought we had really good focus. So, on Monday and Wednesday when we were inside, it's hard to get much done when the field is that soupy and mushy. And, that is a challenge. I was joking with Corby, boy, that sure would be nice to have that turf, because it alleviates balls and, getting ruined and all that. But, we are where we are, and we're happy with that. I hope the rain stays away this week. Let's put it that way. Because we need to get some work done outside.
Yeah, and I think everybody's in the same situation. It sounds like it's going to be a dry week, so we'll see how it goes. And, District 4 just had three undefeated teams going into play last night. And, Xavier and Western Dubuque, and Center Point Urbana had their first loss. But you knew what you had coming in that district, though.
Yeah, we do, actually. And, it's really, you break it down into thirds, in my opinion. The first three were through. We're not where we wanted to be after three, but things can be a lot different after the next three. We got Clear Creek, then we got Center Point on the road, then we're back home for homecoming with Maquoketa, and then our last three we finished with another gauntlet. We got Wallert and Western Dubuque and Xavier. So there is no rest for the weary, and you've got to be able to buck up and play big boy football. And to me that's there's no better challenge for us as coaches in the program than to play good football teams. So there's really nobody in our district that couldn't win on any given night. And that's what's exciting. It's also challenging. But that's how you develop that mettle. That's how you get to the level like a Solon is, by just showing up and doing the work every single day.
Yeah, and after next week at this time, we can get all the pad and paper out and the calculators and start
start the RPI stuff.
Start doing that. You got somebody all designated to do that on the staff? You got a math teacher on the staff?
Mr. Martin, I'm going to have to get him squared away. Or Mrs. Paulson, Coach Paulson, Trevor's mom, she's a math teacher as well. Maybe I'll just sick her on that.
She's busy, though.
She is busy, but she can do the RPI stuff, I'm sure. She's just coaching volleyball all day today, right? So
right.
Nothing else going on. That's exciting. I'm really anxious to see where we are. We have, you know, I think we have three teams that we're playing. Well, let's see, there's two undefeated, 3-0, 3-0, and then we got Delaware's 2-1, and Washington got one on last night. Yep. So, you know, that's we're in a good position from an RPI standpoint, from an opponent's record standpoint, but we got to take care of our business. Be in a position to make the playoffs at the end of the year.
Yeah, and that's what makes next week, I mean, a big game for many different facets. Bounce back, get to 2-2 going into the district, get a home victory. There's a lot riding on next week's game.
Yeah, there is, but in a good way. You know, we wouldn't have it any other way, and we talk to our kids about earning everything they get, and that's really kind of our program philosophy. So, you know, Clear Creek's not going to come in here and roll over. You know, they're going to be expecting to go 4-0, and we've gotten them the last 2 years, last year down there. And the first year I was in the program, we got the overtime victory, you know, against Coach Hughes and his program. And so, you know, most programs are like elephants. They have a long memory, and they remember things. So I know they're not going to come in here thinking that, they're going to roll us over, but they also have a little bit of revenge on their mind, I'm sure, that they want to take care of. So we got to be ready to go, and that's exciting. It should be a great night, and hopefully the rain stays away, and you know we can have a really safe, healthy football game.
How the other programs doing so far for the first 3 weeks?
The freshmen are struggling a little bit. They haven't won yet, but they played their best football game. They were down a couple players to start the year. So they got those guys back, and they're starting to compete. And they actually looked like a brand new football team last night down at Solon. Our JV team, they're just 1-1 right now. We got another game Monday going down to Solon. Actually, I think Solon's coming up to our place, to be honest with you. So, you know, we've morphed a little bit with our program philosophy. We have a freshman program, and then we take guys that aren't on varsity, 10 through 12, and have a JV with them. It's mostly sophomores, and we got some juniors and seniors. They need to get some playing time. So for our standpoint, it's a great program builder. Travis Stearns did a great job with them, and Garrett Williams has helped calling the offense for them. We've got some really young kids that are really good football players that JV and, you know, sophomore, however you want to call it, is invaluable for program development and worthwhile payoff for guys that are doing the hard work in practice, you know, trying to give everybody else a look and try to get better themselves. So this is a great opportunity for them to get rewarded. And it's always just fun to see how excited they play, because the crowd maybe not be as big, but their hearts are. And that's what's fun for us. So they're 1-1, and we'll see how they do on Monday. But then they got another turnaround quick against Clear Creek. So it's going to be no rest for the weary for us. But that's how you get better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, well, we thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
it's never
it.
Easy after a loss, but appreciate it. And it was great to have Marion on the radio last night, and look forward to more games coming up this fall.
Thanks a lot, Scott, for having me, and I appreciate it.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and wrap things up here on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
It's Smart Rock Pyramid.
Lemon heads, raspberries,
food, fruits,
meatloaf, sugarloaf,
things on a buffet,
strawberry alarm clock.
Artists you hear on Smart FM.
Police, wings,
military,
traffic,
the airport,
cars.
More artists you hear on Smart FM.
Toothpaste, apple, chicken, light bulbs.
This is just your shopping list.
Smart Rock on Smart FM, 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
This is Jim Scatunash. Get ready for Kennedy football action Thursday afternoon at 3 during the KGYM tailgate tour with the Iowa National Guard.
.9 back with you in the Coach's Corner here on KGYM. Our thanks to Marion Coach Tim Lovell for joining us as the Indians get ready for Clear Creek and Mana coming up next week for you. Taking a look at what we have next week as far as high school football. We've got two games Thursday. We got two games on Friday coming your way next week. Looking forward to what should be a very, very fun week. Thursday night, John and I will be at Kingston Stadium. Prairie and Kennedy going at it. Big non-district battle between the Cougars and the Hawks. Both took their first losses last night. We'll have that one on Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Kingston. And then on the South Gym on Thursday night for you, it will be Solon on the road at Davenport Assumption to take on the Knights as they come in 1-2. Solon with the win over Marion last night. And then next Friday night, Washington and Jefferson coming your way from Kingston Stadium. We'll have that one for you, as well as Dubuque Kempstead and City High on the South Gym coming your way next week, as City High will try to bounce back. And a pair of 1-2 teams going at it in that particular ball game. So that's what we have coming your way in the final week of non-district football for most teams around the state of Iowa. Don't forget, coming up later on today, we will have for you at 2 o'clock the pregame for Iowa State and Iowa. And that should be a fun one from Kinnick Stadium. We'll have it for you at 2 o'clock on 1600 AM. And we will have the pregame show for you, the Before the Boom on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, coming your way later on today. So enjoy the football, enjoy the weekend, as we get you back to College Game Day live from College Station as they get ready for Clemson at Texas A&M coming up tonight. Thanks to Tim Lovell for joining us here this morning. Scott Unash thanking you, saying so long. From the Coach's Corner here on KGYM.
Zen. Chill. Namaste. In other words, relax.
Oh, Tommy.
Excellent piece. Excellent.
He knows better than that. We don't want anybody to relax. Come on.
He's been at Flushing.